Hector sat in the great congregation somewhere near the front two rows, nearest the head pastor where all the other suits sat. He was middle-aged, tan, poised, had the chiseled features of a movie star with gracious, defined workman's hands, the sort of hands everyone loved to shake. Every Sunday he sang with such conviction and held his hands up just right. He had all the moves down pat, so he looked like someone others would revere and look up to. Hector loved his life as long as he didn't think about it too deeply. Over the few years I knew him, and having had many discussions about what constitutes real life in Christ, I started seeing a Hector who was really pretty sad, never quite satisfied. Don't get me wrong, he was a great guy, but he was always looking for that little bit more. Jesus and. He was indeed a man of faith, but it seemed it was never enough. Before he was in the full-time ministry of the church community, he had a professional-type job in town. He was good at his job and climbed the ranks with many accolades and awards. He was smart and efficient. People liked him. Somewhere along the line, though, he decided that, albeit he had a 4-year degree in something or other, he really wanted to get his master's in divinity, and then, yes, then he could really serve the Lord. His wife was very satisfied with where they were. All she really wanted was for him to be consistent and repeatable, steady and reliable. But no, Hector needed something more dynamic, or so he thought. Eventually, his wife left with the kids. She left him with his suits, his spiritual relevance, glitz and glamour, and his need to be more than, well, you know, just more. He was so sure God wanted him to have the house, the car, the recognition, and the ministry. Oh, and especially the ministry. He figured, all this must be God. After all, look at how easy it was to get into a leadership position. All the right doors just opened up for him. Listeners, not every blue sky is from heaven, and not every storm is from hell. He really loved to walk the halls of the church admin building and spend time praying while looking out the inspirational big picture window of his office. I must admit, though, the halls were beautiful to walk through, and the view was spectacular. It all came so easy, it surely must have been given to him by the Lord. Right? One day, I happened to be at lunch, and Hector happened to be at the same place. I don't believe in coincidence, so I figured it must be an appointment made by the Lord. As we made small talk, it was evident he was looking good as usual, but the truth was he was all to pieces. As he began to unfold his dilemma, he told how he was doing the dream, except it felt like it was someone else's dream. A dream built of slick seminary advertising he'd seen in a Christian magazine printed on glossy paper. A dream built of wanting to be more. He related how his wife wanted to reconcile, and in the turmoil of the unfolding drama with his family, he began to realize God was big enough to take care of all his needs. He explained that when he started seeing that Jesus was indeed sufficient, he had the revelation that all his days had been made up of Jesus and, minimizing God and maximizing an agenda. Minimizing some things Jesus said, and maximizing others in order to support his badge of ministry. A few months after that lunch, I learned my friend Hector reconciled with his wife, left the big ministry, and now oversaw a much smaller church where he's connected, regularly inspires the congregation in faith and life-giving depths of honesty. I heard he considered his real strength was not his rugged good looks, not his divinity degree, not his charismatic influence, but his best playing card was Jesus, transparency, and being authentic. Friends, the enemy kept Hector spinning in Jesus and. As long as Hector believed he needed more than Jesus, he never really grasped what God had intended for him. As long as he felt the need for more than Jesus, he was never completely committed to the faith he declared as more important than anything else. In light of that, I've got Revelation 3:16 in mind. I think lukewarm faith is worse than no faith at all.